This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli military strikes across the Palestinian Gaza Strip killed at least 61 people in the space of 48 hours, medics said on Saturday. 11 months into the war, numerous rounds of diplomacy have so far failed to clinch a ceasefire deal, something many Israelis are blaming Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for, like Zahiro Shahar Moore.
The blood of the murdered hostages is on Netanyahu's hands. Their lives could have been saved through any of the many deals he sabotaged. The lives of some of the hostages can still be saved, but Netanyahu is Mr. Death.
Anti-government protesters and hostage families came together to urge the government to bring the hostages home and quote-unquote seal the deal on Saturday night in Tel Aviv. Several protesters were taken away by security forces as demonstrators gathered around a large bonfire holding placards and waving Israeli flags. Venezuelan intelligence services have been waiting outside the Argentina's ambassador's residence after the government revoked Brazil's permission to represent Argentine interests in the country, including overseeing the embassy where six opposition members are sheltering. The decision takes effect, quote-unquote, immediately due to apparent evidence that the embassy was allegedly being used to plan assassination attempts against President Nicolas Maduro and the vice president. Brazil expressed surprise at the move, while Argentina condemned it. Both Brazil and Argentina called on Maduro to adhere to the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. For more news and expanded coverage, head to our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.